Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivik LeYaakov, Aaron Ben Rochel, for Shleima Eliyahu Ben Sora, the Mordechai Ben Sora, Ilui Nishmas, Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren Ben Moshe, and Ha'isha Gittel Bas Rav, Eliezer Monerach. In the Chumash HaLevavos, in the first parak, he says a very famous line. It's right at the beginning of the first parak. It says, "Ach mahus," after the introduction, after the psicha, "Ach mahus habitochon hu menuchas nefesh habiteach." The mahus, the essence. The being, what is this? What is it? Well, its existence. What is this? It's menuchas nefesh habeteach. It's the tranquility, the peace of mind that the nefesh of the beteach has. That's what bitochen is. Menuchas nefesh habeteach. Rashi, and we've quoted it many times. Rashi in Parshas Bahar when it says vishavtem lo vetach, it says Rashi shalei tidagu. It's the absence of worry. So that's menuchas nefesh. The and sheyia liboy somuch alisha botacholov, his heart will be reliant on the one upon whom he trusts. Sheyase hatoyva hanochinloy, that he'll do the good and the proper for him. Beinya sheyiftacholov, in the thing that he's relying on him, kifi yecholto, according to his capability. Of the one that I'm relying on, v'daitoy b'mashe mapik toiv also, and his knowledge of what is for the good of that person. Now, it sounds like that the mahus habitochen has two points, menuchas nefesh habiteach, and that his heart is reliant on the one that he's trusting, that he will do for him the good and the proper that's for his benefit in the thing that he's trusting him according to his ability and his knowledge of what is good for him. That seems that the menuchas hanefesh comes even before liboy somuch al mishabot acholob sheyaseh hatoiv. In other words, bitochen means, the mahusa bitochen, the essence is menuchas nefesh habuteach. I have bitochen, I have menuchas hanefesh. I also have, my heart is reliant on the one upon whom I am trusting that he's going to do the good for me according to his ability, according to his understanding. And that's a separate thing, which means that even before I focus or even before I come to this realization or this feeling that I'm trusting him to do the good for me, before that I have menuchas nefesh. Now, I always thought it was just the opposite. I always thought menuchas hanefesh comes from the fact that I am reliant that Hashem's going to do for me the good. Hashem's going to take care of me. He's going to do what's good for me. He's going to give me what I want. He's going to fulfill the wishes of my heart. And because my concerns in the areas, the things I'm relying on him for my tzoras, my challenges, my needs. So therefore, I have menuchas nefesh. I don't have to worry about my parnosa. I don't have to worry about my health. I don't have to worry about my shiduchim. I don't have to worry about my children, about anything, because I'm relying on him. So the menuchas nefesh comes after v'shiyi alibo yisomuch amishabot acholov. And yet, from the Chumash HaLevavos, it's mashma that that's a secondary thing. There's first the mahus habitochen is menuchas nefesh habiteach, and secondly, that he's relying on him to do that which is good for him. I think the pshat is, and I think it's a very, very important concept. Menuchas hanefesh, now it could be enhanced, and it seems later from the next perek sheni that it is enhanced when he has bitochen, that he's going to, that his need, his desire, his want is going to be taken care of. But it seems it exists even prior to that. What is bitochen? I'm trusting Hashem. I trust Hashem's chesed. I trust Hashem's rachamim. I just know he is the ultimate bal chesed. I know He created the world for the purpose of chesed. Olam chesed yibone. I know he's kila olam chastoi. I know, as the Altam Slabotka says, that he recreates the world. He's machadish b'tuve b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh bereishis ko'amur lo'iseh olim gedolim loshon hoive present tense. Kila olam chastoi. I think what he meant is that the chesed that he did to Adam Arishayim, which is an entire universe for one person, he does today the same thing. The whole universe, the whole creation is recreated every day for each and every one of us. And the Alta says, Tzadik Barosha. Adam Rishon at the time had not done a mitzvah yet. In fact, the first thing he did was a mistake. But he was created with this godless of the Bechira Chofshis. So Hashem recreates the whole world for every individual who has this godless of Bechira Chofshis. Such chesed, such rachamim. Now I understand why I have Menuchas HaNefesh. If I know that the Bo'iri Olam was in control of everything and who has Rachmonis on all of us and does Chesed eternally, forever, from time immemorial, the whole purpose which he created the world was to do Chesed. So now I have Menuchas HaNefesh. I'm in the hands of the ultimate Baal Chesed. Imagine that. Imagine a person is running away and somebody is pursuing him. David HaMelech was being pursued. That's in Kapitel Yud Gimel. He says, I'm afraid I'm going to die. Please protect me. They're trying. My enemies are trying to kill me. And then at the end, he says, what does that mean? That chesed, the chesed al bovis says, produces menuchas nefesh. Chastecho doesn't mean, next thing says, yogel li b'mshua secho, my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. I know the Yeshua is going to come. But that's only after v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. So b'chastecho b'tachti means, I don't know what you're going to do for me, but I have menuchas nefesh. I have no stress. I have peace of mind because I'm in your hands. It seems to me that this is such a powerful emotion that even if I feel I cannot reach the level of bitochin of a person who could say I'm butuach in Hashem that he's going to help me, and maybe I can't even reach the level of kivui, as we've mentioned many times. I'm called Koivecha lo yevoishu, as the Chaim Namoch says, that also the Koivecha, Hashem takes care of them, lo yevoishu. Even if you just refuse to give up hope, you won't be embarrassed, it'll work. I'm not even there, but you know where I am? I'm b'cho b'tachti. I'm v'ani b'chas d'cho b'tachti. I trusted in your chesed. And I know you're all about chesed and rachamim. I know you're the tev ki lo yicholu rachamecho, that your rachamim is never withhold. And you're the merachim ki lo yisavu chasodecho. And I know that your chesed never ends. That is why I have menuchas hanefesh. I live with total peace of mind. I'm completely b'menucha. No stress, no worry, no anxiety. Why? Not because I know what's going to happen. I haven't yet focused. I haven't yet come to the level where I can be sure of what's going to happen. But one thing I know you're all about chesed. You're all about rachamim. And you're the adoin hakoil. You have the koil yochol. You can do everything. If that's the case, I said, there's menuchas nefesh abriteach. I have peace of mind. I feel I'm running away from my pursuer. And I run into your arms. And when I run into your arms, I don't know if you're going to help me, but I just feel consoled. The truth is, at the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos, we've mentioned this in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, where it says we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah in Kippur. He says the reason is because there are days of Yiruv HaFachad, the days of fear, Umivrach, that we want to run away from Hashem, we're so afraid. Umono say love, but we run into his embrace. The fear is overwhelming. But where do I run? There's no place to run. I run into Hashem's embrace. That maybe is the idea. When I run into his embrace, I don't know whether he's going to help me or not, but I know I'm in his embrace. I know he's with me. I know he's molei chesed v'rachamim and koil yochel. That in itself gives me menuchas hanefesh. I think this is a very important thing because many people feel an on the level, and maybe rightly so, or certainly at certain times yes, certain times no, maybe to be 100% sure I'm botuach. I may not even be on the level of kivoy, I refuse to give up hope. But I'm certainly on the level of knowing intellectually the extent of the chesed Hashem and trusting even that emotionally, I just feel confident that Hashem does chesed. I don't know what he's going to do to me, but I know he does chesed. And that gives me such menuchas nefesh. And but what's interesting is in the next piece, in the second perek sheni, which is all small little prokem, he says, "Achasiba shevohen yitochan abitochan." The causes that bring about bitochan, there's seven. One, harachamim b'hachem lo gohav. The individual that I'm trusting has rachamim, mercy, chemlo, another type of rachmonis and ahava and love. Ki odom kishu yodeh b'chaveru shumarachim b'chem lo. When I know that he, this individual, has rachmonis on me, yiftach boy, he'll trust him. V'tonuach nafsho yolov b'chol mashi atrichu me'enonov. I will trust you and I will rest. I'll have menuchas hanefesh on you, with you, in everything that is bothering me about everything else. So here we have that it seems to be he's yiftach bo v'tonuach nafsho yolov b'chol mashi atrichu. In other words, I'm relying on him that everything that he's going to deliver for me. I'm relying on you with menuchas hanefesh to take care of my needs. It sounds like that even though a person can reach menuchas hanefesh just by recognizing the chesed Hashem and relying on the chesed Hashem, not knowing what's going to happen to him personally, but when he has this bitochin that he's going to, the problem, not only do I know you're going to do chesed, but I know you're going to do this chesed for me, mashiyatrichu, that which is mashiyatrichu, the thing that are bothering me, oh, my parnosa is such a sorrow, oh, my this, oh, my that. When I know I have bitochin that you're going to do that, that seems to create a new level of menuchas hanefesh. So according to what we're saying, there seem to be two levels of menuchas hanefesh. There's a menuchas hanefesh which can be achieved even before I have bitochen that Hashem is going to help me in any specific thing, just because I know Hashem is Hashem, and Hashem is molei chesed v'rachamim ki lo'olam chastoi, oilam chesed yibone, and that gives me menuchas hanefesh. That alone, which is a level that everybody can achieve, because just look around, just say the birchas shachar in the morning, just look at every breath of life, kol neshoma, kol neshima, al kol neshima, neshima ta'alel kol. Look at the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this world. Look at the opportunities. Look at the Torah. Look at the mitzvahs. Look at the nachas. Look at the simcha. Look at the beautiful world. Look at all the bodily functions. Look at the stars and the moon and the kol chesed. So this, when I see Hashem's chesed, it gives me menuchas hanefesh. I know I'm in the right hands. I know he's taking care of me. I don't know what he's going to do, but that itself is menuchas hanefesh. And even if I can't be sure he's going to take care of my problem, I can still face the problem without being assured of a result, and still be menuchas hanefesh. When I now reach the level of bitochin that I'm confident in the result, then it takes me even to a tanuach nafshoi olov b'chol mashiach rifu. Then the menuchas hanefesh goes even further, and it's chal on everything, all my worries and all my problems. They have like a new dimension of menuchas hanefesh because they are no longer. They will be no longer. They're going to disappear. So that, I think, is just some ideas. And I think the idea of focusing on the Chesed Hashem, and even if we don't achieve the bitochin that he's going to help me, but at least the bitochin that I know Hashem is Molei Chesed and Emes, the more I focus on the Chesed Hashem, the more I can actually feel this state of Menuchas HaNefesh. And Menuchas HaNefesh is a tremendously important state of being, because stress is the worst thing in the world. Anxiety is the worst thing in the world. If we can, just by focusing on the Chesed Hashem, reduce or remove or create a Menuchas HaNefesh, then it's certainly a most worthwhile endeavor to pursue. Good night and cold.